You are standing at the bottom of the steps and looking up at the bandstand. When you hear my voice, follow the instructions.
This is where we come at all times of the day and night. Well, there's a tiny body in a sling bobbing up and down on my chest, emptying the contents of a latest feed down my jacket. We come here when we can't sleep, because we're hungry or scared or lonely. Because we just need to get out of the house where the thermostat is on just a little too high. Even after she's fallen asleep, I carry on walking because I don't know if I can go back to our small terrace with the newly decorated nursery, a mobile with fluffy teddies spinning above the cot, nappies drying along the radiators. This is the park that soothes her sobs and calms my thoughts as we stride along beside the trees. This park is saving my life.
Turn around. Walk straight ahead, away from the bandstand. Turn left and follow the path around, keeping the bandstand on your left.
We like looking at the old house. All locked up. The time is always 4:20, and we imagine what stories we could discover behind those boarded up windows. I've been told there used to be a lake in front of the house, right where the skate park is. Or there's no trace of it now. We just get puddles in the play area when it rains for days, and our very own winter skating rink, Bearwood on Ice. When she's older, I'd like to take her out on it at Christmas. I'll hold on to her hand tightly all the way round in case she falls over. There's a skater on the ramps who practices at all hours, trying to find his way in the pitch black. He goes along the curved concrete until he loses control, scrapes the floor, board in the air, a brief cry of pain before he starts up again. And sometimes, it's almost as if I can see him skating on that old Edwardian lake, soaring up and then crashing into the water. And the bright colours of his clothes stark against this old-fashioned picture in my mind.
Walk up the steps onto the bandstand.
I've seen tracked footprints in the snow. Of a fox or a dog, some kind of cat. They lead down to beneath the house and then stop in the middle of the lawn as if the animal or person has instantly disappeared. Bang! Gone. Maybe the tracks end where the lake began. As if someone is trying to find their way back there. Now these are the crazy things you see at 3 a.m. in the park when you rub your eyes and you're trying to remember why you're here. When it's raining, we shelter on the bandstand and hear someone or something moving about in the trees. Stories fly around about this park, the animals people have seen, and even ghosts from the house where it looks like time has stopped. People say keep your distance from the homeless guy who sleeps on the bandstand with all his possessions gathered round him. But we keep the park to ourselves anyway, as we circle round on the paths. Our own little kingdom keeping us sane. Now this patch of green, the wet grass and the odd crow hopping on the path, is the closest I can get to the wild.
Sit down in the middle of the bandstand.
You think I'm just an eccentric who sleeps curled up on the grime of the common stage? You watch me, back bent over, gaunt face, clinging on to everything I own. You don't see me. You see I lost my teeth and my bed and haven't had a bath in a while. Maybe someone told you my wife chucked me out along with my whole jazz back catalogue.
Lie down and look up at the ceiling.
You don't know what I had, though. You can't see what's passed through me. Whole symphonies not yet written. Dancing bears wearing bow ties, stained glass apparitions. There are songs I've played that would make your hair stand on end. I've touched it all. Past, present, future. Blink and you miss me. Blink and everything's changed. What if I told you I saw the bandstand being built? Or that they pitched it up on my spot of land without asking? You haven't seen the lake either, have you? The lake that was there. The lake that will be there.
Stand up and go to lean on the pillar to the left of the bandstand steps.
There are things in this park that you don't want to see. Not everyone can be trusted. People that lurk in the shadows, in places they shouldn't. Awkward figures breathing heavily. Sleeping outdoors. As if the bandstand and the old place belonged just to them. That old one up on the stage snaps at everyone who walks along. Clinging onto all his belongings as if every person passing is a potential thief. Lucky for me, I have the dog. His snarl keeps any pests away.
The lads, they laugh, they call me daft. Apparently I lack the skill. A natural talent, no I haven't, but love the challenge, it's half the thrill. To escape this world, escape this board, till practice makes me perfect still. So after dark, I'll skate the park. Nothing stops me, no one will. I love these winter afternoons. Darkness falls so fast and smooth. The skate park empties. I make my entry to master all my practice moves.
Of course, I haven't actually seen the ghost myself. But I know plenty that have. Plenty. Apparently, she only ever comes in winter. The girl in a cotton nightdress down to the ground, her hair all plaited up like they used to in the old days. Some have seen her on the children's swings. others have seen her by the house. Well, that makes sense, as that's where she came from. A China doll from another century heading towards her terrible fate. I like to think of it as the haunting of Lightwoods. Maybe it's the Labrador that keeps her away from me. He's pretty sharp when it comes to these things.
Hold on to the pillar with one hand and walk in a circle around it.
This is my castle. I can see beasts and bright stars. I can see cats and faces in the clouds. I can play the recorder and I'm hunting for a bear. But I can't do them both at the same time. This is my castle and I'm the queen. I can play the notes as good as anyone on that bandstand. One day I'll stand up on there and show them or bring the house down. This is my land that I walk on when everyone else is asleep. If they won't let me skate on the lake, I'll just do it when they're all snoring. I'm the queen. Why should I care?
Sit down on the top step.
Did you see me here? Back then with a full band and the girls' skirts fanning out as they flew around the bandstand. Did you dance with me on those long afternoons? Did you sing along to the old tunes? Dance on the bandstand. Dance. Turn and spin. Throw your hands up. Swish your skirt. Have a little skip. Entertain us.
It's what I love, to pop and shove, to kick and flip, to try and grind. The adrenaline pumps through my blood, round my body, down my spine. In this moment I feel fearless, not scared of dark or any shadow. Not a single peep, do not feel the creeps, as I spin and twist with speed like arrows. My concentration's on my board, I pump the halfpipe up and down. I rock and roll, I axle stall, I drop in and it makes me proud. The satisfaction I've achieved as I skate underneath this moonlit sky. The moves I make, my shadow shapes, see silhouettes throughout the night.
Stand up and walk out onto the little brick pillar to the right of the steps. Look out over the park.
From the beginning, I've been hovering, homeless, watching. I've seen everyone who has ever paced their lives out on these paths. The boy with a board soaring up and spinning round. And the woman with a Labrador up to her waist, keeping her eye on everyone's business but her own. And the bleary-eyed man rocking a baby under the stars, wondering how it all began and where it's all going.
I step up to the set of stairs, put my courage up, prepare. Pump as fast as I can towards the pipe, ollie up and get some air. Come back in full speed and wind. Let's nail this trick self-belief within. But as I fail to hit this rail, I bail upon my knees and shins. The pain hits me fast, I feel to cry. Frustration, anger, rage inside. But as I listen to this silent night, it soothes my thoughts, a lullaby. Practice, patience, dedication. The moon, the stars, my inspiration.
And I can hear the ringing again. It began after that wild night of revelry when the band had left me behind to tour the world. Well, they were rocking and rolling, the rhythms getting faster and faster. But my feet began moving slower. So I was the only one left curled on the bandstand, wallowing in shame, trying to keep the chill off my back. And my trumpet grew rusty from being left out in the rain. And my hands too cold to play. And all the music faded, the park steeped in a quiet hush. Until the ringing came, like the high squeak of an out-of-tune recorder being blown by someone who has never been taught how to play. The whining of a girl longing to be set free from the cold, for someone to breathe hot fire onto her frozen bones. Blinkered, the boarders fly over where she sank. They can't see her hand disappearing into the big deep blue. Their wheels scrape over her fingers as she tries to cling on.
But I hear a trickle, spot a leak. I'm scared and shocked, I can feel the creeps. How can a lake appear before my eyes? Frozen glaze, but deep beneath. I look up at the moonlit sky. There's not a single cloud in sight. Yet on the floor it rains and pours. The water's round my knees and thighs. I look around and convince myself. This must be fake. I scream for help. For where the part was concrete to skate, it now appears to be a lake.
And I can see a girl on the lake in the dark. 100 years ago. At first she glides as smooth as a swan, as delicate as an acrobat. Backlit by the moon, so pale I can see through her, like the trees are growing in her stomach. Did I see her fall? Did I have my back turned? It was so quick, as if the ravenous water opened its mouth and took her in one hungry gulp.
Walk down the steps and head downhill to your right, towards the playground.
One step on the ice, then two, three, four, five.
Did I see her go? Or did I get carried away, like on so many of those nights when the dancing took off on the bandstand? When the music flowed and transported us to some higher place, like we were transcending? And we were totally caught up in it. Like an addiction, we couldn't get enough, and we couldn't stop playing. And all my old stained glass lovers from the locked up house joined us for one final twirl. I was performing on the stage with the band behind me and the crowd going wild.
Turn left and follow the path until you reach a green picnic bench, then stop.
Six steps on the ice, then seven, eight, nine, ten.
It was dark, middle of the night dark, the furthest point from the day which has just passed and the day which is coming.
I'm skating on the ice. The water is cold and hard. I'm skating on the ice. The water is smooth, like lard.
I spot a figure upon the lake. It figure skates, figure of eight. I figured if I'm thinking straight, the ice is thin to hold its weight. Alarm bells ring, I arch my back. The ice is thin, it starts to crack. I'm startled, stunned, surprised and gasp. I clench up tight, my heart attacks.
During the final encore, I turned around, dizzy from the music fueled high. I was tanked up, drugged up, unable to focus, staggering round. I thought I was hallucinating. One minute she was there, the girl from the house out on the lake, figure skating like a ballerina on top of a music box. Then she was gone.
I'm falling through the ice. The water is snapped and white. I'm falling through the ice. The water is cracked and bright.
Her descent must have been fast and silent. Recorder in her hand. Three blind mice serenading her into Hades.
The silhouette, it disappears. Underneath the ice so crystal clear, I hear a scream, a cry high pitch. I really wished that she was near. I hear her struggle cry in vain. A child so helpless aches and pains as she flaps her arms and gasps for air. feeling trapped in cold despair.
Retrace your steps back up to the bandstand.
You blink and she's swallowed up by the frozen silver. You blink and everything's changed.
Not everyone believes. But I know, because I've felt her brush past me when I've been out walking the dog last thing. Her chilled fingers touching my cheeks, begging me to help her.
I'm frightened, feel anxiety. Seconds seem like hours, I try to breathe, but my body's stuck in state of shock. Frozen still, can only watch. She faints, I panic, vacates and vanish. Like a sinking ship, she slips, Titanic.
There. 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 Mister. And still the park was spinning around me faster than a merry-go-round. The post-party hangover creeping up my neck and over my head. By the time the music stopped, she was lost. That moment was like the frosted night breaking itself in half.
Don't go up onto the bandstand. Turn left at the bottom of the steps and follow the cracked path around, keeping the bandstand on your right.
Underwater, stalactites, stalagmites, ice statues, funny shapes and faces, a flight, a fright, falling from a height, ice monster, chalk paws and claws chases.
I feel her time is running low. Feels like an hour's passed, it comes and goes. She must be frostbitten from head to toe, underneath this coldest snow. She's slowly slipping from this earth. Her eyes start to close, I feel the worse. She's in need of help, can't get out by herself. A helping hand would ease her doubt.
Walk up the steps onto the bandstand.
Two bunch plaits gone. One recorder swamped. A sodden winter's outfit. A 5-year-old. Drowned.
Walk around the inside of the bandstand, touching each pillar as you pass it.
Was anyone watching from the window in the house? A maid, perhaps, tending to the fires? Or another child unable to sleep, staring from the window, stunned into silence? Did no one see the split second when she fell?
Her skater's figure emerges on the slippery lake mirage. She appears and disappears. Sometimes she pirouettes. Sometimes she gasps as if a fresh curve of the wind has caught her once again. I hear her haunting call. Her cries pitched as high as a recorder.
Walk down the steps and walk straight ahead along the path and on towards the boarded up house.
I feel a sudden rush of courage, put myself in danger. I know I shouldn't, but I get this feeling in my stomach. It's either now or never before she plummets.
A crescendo of off-pitch recorders wakes me from my 100-year slumber. She's calling me to redeem the night I played and played and never looked back to save her from the splintering ice.
I'm like a shot, a swift, a bolt of lightning. The wind pushes me forward towards the icing. I speed in seconds towards the lake. I pray to Lord I'm not too late. I see her shape beneath the icy blocks. Her porcelain face, her golden locks. Body turning blue in state of shock. Freezing from this frozen frost.
Stand facing the house. Look up at the clock.
The tinnitus-induced alarm has been struck and it will not stop until the clock can chime again. 4:20. The time is nigh. In my duffel jacket and Russian hat which covers the ears, my world's wealth packed on my back. I move as fast as an old man can, speeding through the decades. The years are rewinding. I run against the clock, forcing the pointed hands backwards to another time and slip into another era. The skate park dissipates into the frozen lake, until all I can see is a girl-shaped hole in the centre.
Turn your back on the house and walk to the bottom of the concrete steps in front of you.
Then suddenly, from darkest shadows, a figure appears, not sure if man or mammal. His build is large, his coat is fur. Before my eyes, a strange form occurs. I'm confused, can't figure it out, disfigured features. Is it a man, a mammal, a beast, a creature? But in this moment, I do not care. I scream, save the girl beneath the icy glare.
People say there was a hand that stretched across to save her. A hand that appeared from nowhere, trying to grasp out for her.
Shattered flecks fly out behind me. Chip, break, split, hit. I strike the ice with my fumbling hands, but she's nowhere near the surface. I plunge in, disappearing into the dark whiteness.
All that she was rescued by some kind of half-beast, half-man, or a sort of huge cat, like a wild cat escaped from the zoo, or even a circus bear roaming around after an evening show. They say it was this odd shape, hunched over, hobbling along with this great weight of fur and energy. Well, I wouldn't want the Labrador to meet it, whatever it was. Apparently, he rescued her and took her back to his own lair.
Step down onto the green. Take 10 steps out into the middle of the green.
See her toes sinking towards the grubby bed of the lake, her body occasionally caught by the faint currents, her head being tugged by the cold clutches of water.
Frozen or stolen, either way, she was never seen alive again.
Two heads underwater, beneath the temperature of the earth, one time-travelling vagabond in need of a shave. Stepping from colour to sepia, from frosted land to icy water, I reach for a girl with plaits tied up, fast submerging.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Up, up, backwards through the ice, dark shadowy hand reaches in. Up, up, breaking through the ice, lifted to the earth for the spin.
As our heads hit the surface, a crowd with torches, shouting and crying out. They lay her out on the bank. They press on her chest, waiting for water to jump out from her lips.
Retrace your steps back to the bandstand.
A shaken blue girl on the bank by the lake, teeth chattering, hair dripping wet. Someone wraps her in a blanket. Someone gives her something hot to drink. Someone rubs her face until it turns pink again.
Shivering chill, frostbite eating my toes, eyelashes laced in icicles, nose fallen off. We're cold.
I'm sloping backwards, but the years are moving forwards. The colour's returning, the clock speeding up to the right time. Charging through a vacuum of air and space until I return to where the skaters continue with their steady rhythm.
Walk up the path and onto the bandstand. Every few steps, turn to look back over your shoulder.
I release the grip from my teeth and breathe out one big sigh of relief, for the waters nearly stole her life. A lie, a fiend, a cheat, a thief.
There's always talk of a bear in these parts. Lumbering around in the woods, hiding behind the trees. A nocturnal beast roaming around looking for prey, sharpening his teeth on the bark. I only come out late because of the dog. Labradors need the exercise. I don't like what you see here after dark, or who you see. The silhouettes that shuffle around, following me with their feral stare.
Stand in the middle of the bandstand and look up at the ceiling. Spin around slowly.
I am the Snow Queen with my recorder. This is my castle. Come on, we're having a teddy bear's picnic. Music in the trees, music in the house. Music on the bandstand, play on!
Bear hunting Bearwood. Catch him if you can. Cash reward.
Stop spinning.
Not sure if fact or fiction, fantasy, reality. Things like this don't normally happen as I escape my sanctuary. Not sure what to believe. Is it true what I have seen? The beast became a saving grace, saved the child, then fled with speed. But it's back to work I go. I pump the halfpipe to and fro. This ball belongs beneath my feet. It takes me places no one knows. Countless nights with lack of sleep, practice tricks is all I be. But what just happened on this night will forever stay within my memory.
Once I felt a tap on my shoulder. I turned, and he was there, looking right back at me with his rotting teeth and greasy mane. This dishevelled shadow came closer as if to grab me and take me off somewhere hidden, perhaps to join the missing girl. He took one last step until he was right before me. I squinted my eyes to make him out in the dark. Beneath the dirt, the hair, and the smell. There was a man smiling, extending his hand out to me. Oh, I fled along the paths, the dog skipping along at my side, barking and jumping up. The man called out, but I didn't turn back to hear what he was saying.
Walk to the far side of the bandstand. Turn to face the steps and lean back against the railings.
They say it was a bear that saved her. A paw which pulled her out. A dishevelled bear in an overcoat, a loosened bow tie falling off his neck down his broad chest. A bear who rescued and tramped away in the half light before anyone could stop him to say thank you. In this ordinary park, on this ordinary day, I've been to the past and back. I've seen a lake emerge and dissipate. I've played the trumpet, had a little jig, and changed the course of history. The skaters are practicing, getting up and back on the board after every fall. The bewildered man with a pram has been out for hours circling the park, looking like the living dead. And there's the woman with the spectacles hidden in the trees. A runner doing press-ups on the bench. Twins in matching waterproof outfits. And an OAP with her own set of wheels moving steadily over the grass. There's a girl back from the underworld. A snow queen learning to play the recorder. She thinks she owns the place and has a song about a bear she likes to sing. He's rehearsing for a comeback concert, a shuffle of sorts. A girl accompanying on recorder and backing vocals. An old codger in the corner on a rusty trumpet. You might not see us. You could pass us while you're scooting by or playing football. While you're learning to ride a bike or falling in love. When you walk past the empty bandstand looking for the first crocuses of the year, you could miss us in the snow, buried in our own wintry landscape, trying not to trip into the lake which is no longer there. The lake which will be there next time you look.
Walk down the steps off the bandstand and walk straight ahead along the path. Turn right and follow the path around, keeping the bandstand on your right.
I've spent so many nights awake now, I can hardly remember what it's like to sleep properly. Even when she's quiet and settled, I listen for each tiny breath. These hours of insomnia play with my mind as I walk the outskirts of the park. The animal tracks in the ground by the house are always there, and even in the long summer evenings with snow still marked around them. 10 footprints leading down to the lake, and then they stop. The marks of a ghost, a memory, a story trail just out of reach. I've placed my foot in them and retraced the steps, hoping for some kind of revelation.
Sit down on the fourth bench you come to, facing the bandstand.
Maybe it's these strange daydreams which keep us awake and disturb our routine. Sometimes I wonder if we're being followed, and the baby starts crying like she's giving some kind of warning sound. Her screams tell the stalker to come no closer, and he never does. She's my protection. A vest of fat and wrinkles sprawled across my chest. As I sit on the bench, nearly dropping off, my head falling down and jolting up, I see strange shapes emerging as the darkness fades. A child out all alone. A bear. An old man hobbling along. There are others too, I feel sure they're here. And with the dawn come characters from children's picture books, spotlighted by the first of the day's sun. Stenciled animals from the nursery wall, chatting away to each other in foreign languages. These are just strange, sleep-deprived visions, I know. I blink. I must get more sleep tonight. These things are not really there. I blink. I will go to bed as soon as she does. I blink. And there are three distant figures on the bandstand. Ice statues swaying in the early morning breeze. Playing an old jazz song. Dancing and singing away, stirring the birds from their slumber.